here at the Angus Means Business Convention Trade Show in the Kansas City area. American Angus folks meeting, including the Certified Angus Beef Board and folks that are involved with CAB. John Pfeiffer from Central Oklahoma on the CAB board. John, you've been on the board, what, several years now, right?
I've been on the CAB board for 4 years now and had a wonderful opportunity to work with them. They're a great organization.
Now, CAB, obviously the face of it, you think about that at the retail level, at the food service level. But it, at the back end, it's very important the cattle producers continue to have a say-so within that program, because it's all about those producers providing cattle for the retail end.
Yes, it is important that we have a say-so, and it's important that we continue to breed those cattle right to provide them with enough supply. I mean, if you go back and look, when we started back in the 70s, we would have been at acceptance rates of 7 and 8% of all cattle killed. We had some months this last year that we went over 30%, and it's all due to the work that we've done with our commercial producers to increase, provide better genetics and getting the marbling and the carcass weights and those specifications which we really need.
The program itself, obviously, is considered to be a value-added program, the gold standard of value-added programs. What is the value back to the producer, John?
Well, right now, in this last year, we know that we had some data that showed that it returned about $50 a head back to the producer in CAB premiums down through the chain. And those that actually own the cattle all the way to the end actually received some premiums that are greater than that. I mean, there were some cattle in this downturn of feedlot cattle at the present time that had it not been for CAB premiums, they wouldn't have got as close to breaking even as they did. And they've been able to cut some losses that way.
So, you know, obviously still some red ink out there in feedlot country, but if you've got a CAB animal, that does help.
That does help a whole lot. I mean, 2 years ago, those cattle, we had some cattle coming out that were showing red ink by in the $100 range. And there was one guy that, as they hung him on the rail and I saw the stuff come out, and he said, thank God, as they were hoping that they might get close to breaking even. And when they got in, they actually made $3 or $4 a head, and they were tickled to death in that climate, which is not a lot, but it was way better than the losses they were looking at, because they hit the specs. They hit the specs for the CAB carcass and allowed those cattle to be paid some extra premium.
Now, those animals that make that grade, the carcasses that result, they are obviously turned into a variety of cuts of meat. You're really across the spectrum these days as far as what you're offering consumers.
Yes, they'll go into. I mean, actually at the present time, the food service industry is probably bigger to us than retail, but we're continuing to work on new products. And even actually CAB is gone with some worldwide products. Were it not for the Japanese, I don't know what we would do with all the CAB tongue that's been created, but it's a real delicacy in Japan. So we depend upon all markets to utilize that entire carcass and to benefit all of our retailers as well as our food service people.
So you've actually got certified Angus beef tongue.
We do have certified Angus beef tongue. I don't think there's a lot of it sells in the United States, but some of it does. We do have a lot of it that goes to the Oriental and Japan and places like that.
What's, you know, as you're set on the board, what's the future? In other words, as producers, what do you want to see happen?
As producers, we want to continue to see demand grow. I was real fortunate, like 2 weeks ago, we have a master of beef advocacy class that we have represented from Food Service go for, and they were out at our ranch. I'd received word that day that in the month of October, we were going to sell like 89 million pounds of CAB. But one of the goals that's been mine since I've been on the board is to sell 1 billion pounds in a year. We have boxed 1 billion pounds in a year, but we've yet to ever sell 1 billion. Well, it didn't take me long to encourage those people that were there that I knew that 89 was bigger than 83, and we have to sell 83 million pounds a month to reach 1 billion pounds. And I said, this is our first month of the new fiscal year. I don't see where that kind of start. It'll be our biggest October ever. That's why we cannot go for 1 billion pounds this year. So that's what my goal is, and that's what I've been pushing, is we try to get 1 billion pounds this year.
So you got obviously a new fiscal year, a great opportunity to pursue that.
Yes, that's what it is. And we should have, with supply being up, I mean, there's a lot more numbers in the feedlot, not a great numbers yet, but we should have enough supply to make that happen. And that will kind of be one of the goals that we're going to lay out this year and hope we can accomplish.
Orlando, Oklahoma Angus breeder John Pfeiffer, who is the new chairman of the CAB board. He'll be helping move that vision forward that he talked with us about at the Angus Means Business Convention in Overland Park, Kansas. For the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.